Welcome to Code Catch Up. My name is Jamie Jones, and today we're talking about the Ruby 2.5 release. So Ruby 2.5 has been released. It's mainly a performance release, but there are some other changes that are worth noting. So I'm just going to go over those now. So first of all, I just want to get this one off the bat and out there, is Ruby 2.5 is now available on Heroku, and that's as simple as updating your gem file to read Ruby 2.5.0, and you'll be good to go once you push that that commit to Heroku, and you'll get to use Ruby 2.5 and get to see a lot of performance improvements, which I think is awesome. Now, getting on with the release notes, it was released on Christmas Day, the 25th of December 2017, and basically here they're saying is Ruby 2.5 is the first stable release of the Ruby 2.5 series. It introduces many new features and performance improvements, and the notable changes are as follows, which I'm going to go over some of them, but I'll just check the show notes for the full list if you want to go through that. So first of all, with the new features, we've got rescue, else, ensure are now allowed to be used directly with do and end blocks. Great, that is fantastic. It can be really handy, I've found. So good to see that one in there. Add yield self to yield given block in its context. Unlike tap, it returns the result of the block. Really nice there. So similar-ish behavior to tap, but it's nicer when it's working in the block context. So good that one. Support branch coverage and method coverage measurement. The branch coverage indicates which branches are executed and which are not. The method coverage indicates which methods are invoked and which are not. By running a test suite with these new features, you will know which branches and methods are executed and evaluate total coverage of the test suite more strictly. Now, this is kind of a long-winded one, but I think it's pretty important. Now, you might not really see any benefit from this directly yourself, but for third-party gems that are doing things like auditing and stuff like that, that's where you're gonna see this come in and be more beneficial to you. So really important change there, I think, and expect to see some gem updates in the future that use this new functionality, so it's good to see there. Hash slice and hash transform keys. These are basically just nice methods, so making some code a little bit simpler, at least with slice, and with hash transform keys, that's basically the hash transform values, and it's doing it for the keys. So that was never done for keys in the past. This just kind of makes those kind of come together and have the same API, but for keys and values. So I think that one was just something that was missed, and it's a nice new feature to have, and it complements values, transform values quite well. Next one is struct.new can create classes that accept keyword arguments. This is another one I think brings it in line with how methods can have keyword arguments. That's good to see there. You can do it now with structs. The enumerable, any, all, none, and one accept a pattern argument now. Top level constant lookup is no longer available. And now the next one, which I really, really like, and it's good to see that this is in here. So one of our most loved libraries, pp.rb, is now automatically loaded. You no longer have to write require pp. Massive time saver for a lot of people, and it's just nice there. And to finalize these kind of new features is print backtrace and error messages in reverse order. So the oldest call first, most recent call last. When a long backtrace appears on your terminal, you can easily find the calls line at the bottom of the backtrace. Note that the order is reversed only when the backtrace is printed out to the terminal directly. This is so, so awesome. So many times where you've been having some issue there, you get your backtrace and you have to scroll all the way up. Sometimes you'll get a massive, massive trace, and it's frustrating to scroll. It does take up some of your time. This is just a nice feature. It is experimental, but I certainly hope it makes it to be a full-fledged feature and doesn't go away. I think that's tremendously helpful. So next up is performance improvements. So there's been about a 5 to 10% performance improvement by removing all trace instructions from overall bytecode. The trace instruction was added to support the trace point. However, in most cases, trace point is not used and trace instructions are pure overhead. Instead, now we use a dynamic instrumentation technique, and basically they're just taking out things that they don't need until they really need them, and that's given quite a considerable performance improvement. Like 5 to 10% is pretty massive, so it's good to see there. Block passing by a block parameter, so def foo, and then in your parameter and b or bar and b, and it's 3 times faster in Ruby 2.4, and they're saying it's here by lazy proc allocation technique. I'm not too sure what that means exactly. I'm assuming it's kind of like lazy loading it. But basically, really nice to see that they've gone through something as simple to give a pretty big performance improvement. And that's something that can be used quite often. Next thing I'll go here, the next important one I think here is ERB now generates code from a template twice as fast as Ruby 2.4. That's huge. Just upgrading to Ruby 2.5 is going to give you a big benefit there. Getting on to other more notable changes just to finish this out. So Secure Random now prefers OS provided sources over OpenSSL. Really, really important one. Highly recommend reading that, checking out the show notes and reading through the bug report from the RubyLang release notes. Very, very important there. And there's a bunch of other notable changes there, but I highly recommend just going through them in your own time and checking those out. But that's essentially it. I'd love to know, have you upgraded to Ruby 2.5? What have you thought of it? I'd love to know, have you had any troubles with gems or anything like that, compatibility? Please leave them in the comments section below, and we'll catch you in the next episode. See ya. Bye.